I was leading the whole fighter group, which means three squadrons. And we only had, we had two boxes of bombers to escort. Our fighter group did. So what I did, I stuck the other two squadrons, one on each box of bombers, and took my squadron and ranged about 80 miles out in front of the bomber stream. And I spotted 22 ME-109s in a formation climbing up out in front of the bombers, out 80 to 100 miles to make a head-on pass. And I stayed up sun where they couldn't see. I spotted just their little specks. I had excellent eyes. I could watch things without them seeing me. And I kept up sun from them with my squadron of 16 P-51s. And finally, when they leveled out and headed over towards the bomber, I just moved in behind them down sun. And I got within 200 yards behind them. And I wouldn't even let my pilots, you know, they kind of spread out. We still had our drop tanks on because we wanted to keep as much fuel as we could. And I shot down the first two without even dropping my tanks. And when, of course, the explosions, when the airplanes blew up, then they all broke. And at that point, we punched our tanks off, and the whole squadron broke up into, you know, in the elements, you know, wingman and his leader to support each other. And we got in a big old hairy dogfight, and I shot down, I don't know, another guy. I was hammered him, and then a guy, his wingman, cut the power and dropped behind me, and this one blew up, and I broke into him, pulled out at about, looked like about 50 feet before I hit him. And then another guy, I followed him to the deck and got him down low, and then it's all over with.